Welcome to the Rider Realty Podcast. Many times buyers and sellers coming into the market don't know what to expect, have lots of questions, and don't know where to turn. That's where we come in. We want to be a resource to teach you the ins and outs of real estate to help you be more informed, more comfortable, and feel confident that you've picked the right realtor. So sit back and enjoy today's content. All right, everybody, this podcast is going to be for the buyers. I'm calling this tips for a first-time home buyer, but it's also tips when you're starting the process, not after you've bought a house. So I want to clarify that. And then it is not necessarily just tips for the first-time home buyer. It can be somebody who hasn't purchased a house in a long time, but I think a lot of this information kind of falls under that first-time home buyer. So let's get started talking about it. Tip number one, have some extra money in the bank. A lot of people buy houses with no money down. So they're good. They have good credit. They have stable income. They're good borrowers. Like, they're going to get a loan. That's not a problem. But there's like not money or not any extra money. And the problem with that from the seller end, there's nothing. I mean, if they're a good buyer and they're pre-approved and they can buy a house, great. But from the buyer end, the problem could be if anything comes up in the house they were not aware of. Now, of course, you have a home inspection, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to have a leaky pipe the first week after you move into the house, or you're not going to have, you know, a water heater go out. That can happen. So if you have drained all of your savings or you haven't been saving thinking, oh, I'm in the house, it's good. What you have to remember is you can't call your landlord to fix things like that. You now are the landlord. And so you just have to be prepared for that. And the way you are is by having that cushion before you move in. So try to save some money. That way, if there is something that happens, you've got some money set aside to take care of that. The second point is about having a budget made before you look at houses. And this is kind of goes along the same lines because you want to put everything in that budget and it makes you not be house poor. One of the things that you want to put in that budget is possibility of home repairs, because again, you never know when you're going to need some money for something that comes up with a house. Having a house is great. You're building equity. You're paying it off for the future. But again, unlike rent, you are going to have extra expenses. So you want to make that budget in advance and have a budget line for, you know, saving for your house. But it's also going to be anything else that's important to you. Dates, daycare, if you have hobbies, how you spend money at the grocery store. Maybe you like to buy, you know, prepackaged, I don't know, food or whatever that's more expensive. When you're buying a house, the bank is not looking at your grocery budget. They're looking at other things. And so you might get appraised or you might get approved for more than you feel like you can afford, which we've talked about this before. So the reason that you want to have a full budget in advance is to make sure that you have all of this stuff covered. So anything that's important to you needs to be on that budget. And that's going to be everything from, like I said, the extras like dates and hobbies to daycare if that is on your budget, or getting groceries, getting gasoline if you're driving an hour to work or something like that. But that might be a bigger amount, or you have a vehicle that takes a lot of gas. All of those line items need to be on your budget. And if you make that budget before you start looking at houses, you're going to know very specifically what you can afford to stay in your budget. And then it's going to help you know what kind of houses to look at to make sure you're not house poor. Because the last thing you want to do is be house poor. And that means that you have this house that you can afford because you got the loan, so you can afford it on paper. And then you move in and then all of your money feels like it's going to this house or this house payment. You're not able to do other things, whatever those things might be. You know, have a cell phone, have toys like, I don't know, motorcycles or four-wheelers that you're trying to save up for down the road. Have vacations. So all of those things, any possible thing you can think of needs to be in your budget. That way when you buy a house, it factors all of those things in and you don't feel house poor, which is where all your money feels like it's going to this house. And the third thing is that you want to be realistic about what you can afford. I see two, I guess I'm going to say problems with first-time homebuyers. One is that they, not all of them, but a lot of them want their first home or home to look like what they see on TV. Well, it's not going to for most people because it's just out of the budget. The second thing I see, which kind of ties into the first, is that they want to buy one house and be done, right? They want to buy that forever house right away. And the concept of a first-time home, some buyers just don't understand that. And so what they're looking for is like way more than they can afford. And that's so frustrating to the buyers if they're looking at houses that they can't afford, if they have a beer budget and steak taste or however that goes, they're going to be looking at the wrong houses if they're looking outside of what they can actually afford. So being realistic on the front end will help them or you, first-time home buyer, to be looking at the right stuff. So maybe if it's your first house and your budget's small, you know it's not your forever house, but it's giving you more space than your apartment is, or putting you closer to your job or whatever that might be. So it might not be the perfect house or the one you'd want to be in forever, but again, it can just be a starter house and that's okay. So be realistic. What do you need to have versus what you want to have? And then what can you afford? And if you do that, it's going to make it so much easier for you in the search, and then also so much easier to enjoy your new house. And also, you're not going to be house poor because you are being realistic in what you can actually afford. And that is huge. So just to recap, first-time homebuyers or people who are buying a house that haven't bought one in a long time, the three best tips I can give you, having done this for 19 years now, is have some extra money in the bank. Don't drain it all to buy your house. Remember, you need to have that cushion in case something breaks the first week, month, year that you're in the house, you can afford to replace it. Number two, have a budget in advance before you look at houses. This is going to be a budget that covers everything from charity to groceries to dates to savings to hobbies. Any possible thing that you would have to pay for each month needs to go on that budget so that way you know you're looking at the houses that you can comfortably afford and not be house poor. And finally, just to review, remember to be realistic. This does not have to be your forever home. It can be your first home, and we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for a house that meets our needs. And maybe you are at the place where you're looking for perfection. Maybe your first house is going to be that forever house and you can afford it. That's great. But for a lot of first-time homebuyers, I would say for most, it's not going to be a forever house. So just be realistic, and then you're going to be happy with what you find. I hope you have a great day. If you're a first-time homebuyer, I hope you enjoy the process. It's exciting to get your own place that you can make it look like you want and start to build equity and just enjoy life in your new place. So I hope this helps, and I hope you have a great day. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. If there's anything we can help you with, please reach out. All of our contact information is on the show notes. Have a blessed day.